we have a very, very low percentage of fossil fuel investment, less than 1% of our portfolio, and we actually have 7% invested in alternative energy.
So if it is such a small amount, then why not just let go of it?
Well, it's just not as easy as letting go of it. And again, you know, some of these investments are with companies that are they're not like buying stocks and bonds. It's not like you can sell your investment in Chevron. They're in sophisticated investment management vehicles. The portfolio can move from time to time, and there can be investment in fossil fuel we don't have anymore, but they can also be locked up for years. I mean, we have investments that we can't sell for a decade without taking a serious penalty, and we wouldn't want to do that because our primary responsibility is to provide funding for not only this generation of folks around the university, but for generations 100 years from now.
What I'm hearing from students that I talk with is that they feel this real sense of urgency because they're concerned about climate change, and they feel like supporting this industry in any way is going to continue to push us closer to an irreversible climate change scenario.
And climate change is a very, very important social issue of our time. And I would say that the people here, not only from the staff level, but also from our board, consider climate change to be a very real issue facing society. We just don't believe that this is the environment, if you will, to have this discussion. The effects of climate change are clear. I think it's pretty well documented that the use of fossil fuels has an impact on climate change, and I would say that that is really it, is the use of fossil fuels. And I really go back to comments made not only by the president of the University of Oregon, but other presidents who have said that, you know, it's really more important that the universities focus on their use of fossil fuels and dedicate the resources of their faculty and students to find alternatives to fossil fuel and ways to impact the usage, as opposed to really what is a supply side issue. And we're really invested in the producers in a very, very small way. And we would hope that it would be a natural progression to no longer even look at that as a possible investment, that alternative energy sources, as we've already invested in, have a far greater upside.